Podcast, ang inyong midnight thoughts na walang pinipiling oras, ang long distance friend mo na mahiling mag-advise, at ang go-to hub mo kapag gusto mo lang ng maingay sa buhay. This podcast is hosted by yours truly, Jelly! Hello, hello, mga kapuntahan! In today's episode, we'll talk about self-acceptance. Paano nga ba natin tatanggapin ang ating sarili kung hindi tayo matanggap ng ibang tao? At this will be special kasi it's an LGBTQ+ edition. At syempre, meron tayong guest, kaya huwag nang magpatumpik-tumpik pa. Please welcome our guest, Louie Velasco.
Hello! Hi, I'm Louie. 28 years old. I'm here in London working as a nurse in one of the biggest cardiac hospital in Europe.
Yeah.
Hello.
Kumusta, Louie? Ano bang pinagkakabalahan mo ngayon?
Ayun ko, minsan on my days off, nag-try ako mag-person ng photography ko plus dance, I think.
BBC, char. May mga appointments, char. Iba-ibang appointments
pa. Iba-ibang appointments. Pero ano po yun? Wholesome po.
Oh my God! Aray! Ah! Nasaktan!
Nasunog ka?
Nasunog. Uy, joke lang. Uy, wait lang. Last month, di ba? Pride month, last month. Nag-celebrate ka ba?
Last year kasi, supposedly, pinano ko na yun na I'll try to attend yung Pride London here in Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya lang, yun nga, lockdown, so you can't.
Bago tayo pumunta dyan sa mismong topic na yan, pag-usapan natin yung, anong tawag doon? Yung parang sexual awakening something. Di ba lahat tayo dumaan doon? Yung tipong, wala ka naman talagang alam ng bata ka, tapos bigla na lang may something na nag-trigger or, syempre, puberty stage, di ba? Yung mga ganun. Ano yung story mo about that?
Sa bata pa ako nun eh. Parang 6 years old pa ata ako nun. Mm, or before, yeah. Parang ganun. Nakatanda ako, tapos parang may times na attracted ako sa stupidest thing, like yung driver namin nung service namin dati. Tapos parang ako, ay, parang cute nun. Ganun, ganun. Tapos, ang tanda na nun. Like old.
Oo,
parang ganun. Tapos, basta nung elementary ako, parang lagi akong tinitis ng people kasi nga I act differently na alambot ko daw, ganun. Kaya lang, sobrang in denial ko nun kasi father ko is very strict person, tapos alam kong they wouldn't approve, tsaka my family is very religious.
Yeah.
Super religious.
Know,
like, talaga.
Catholic, you know?
Yeah. Very, very Catholic. Regular Filipino Catholic family. Kaya parang very hard to express yourself. Even yung pagsasayaw ko, hindi sila super supportive.
Pero actually,
kaya parang naisip ko din na,
diba? Parang dapat nga for both genders naman talaga yan. Hindi naman, diba, for females.
Oo. Oh.
Yeah.
Up until nung high school, kasi yung tatay ko, service namin yun. Siyempre, I act differently pag nasa school na. Kasi you have your friends, which are your comfort zones na nung high school. E minsan, may mga asar sa akin na, yung mga guys na sobrang ma-ego nung high school, tapos mga asar na bading, gano'n. Tapos, Siyempre, ang tatay ko ang nagda-drive ng service namin. So, ang gagawin ko, mututulog-tulogan ako. Para hindi ako kita dun sa window ng jeep, ganun. So, up until high school, ganun. Tapos, ang nakakatawa pa nito, may napanood ako isang movie na parang Korean something ata yun. Tapos, may crush ako. Tapos, pinrint ko siya. Nag-print ako ng picture na yun. Nakita nung ate ko. Tapos sabi niya, bakit may picture na ganito? Tapos parang, shucks. sabi ko, hindi, pinaprint lang yan ng kaklase ko. Ganon. As in, sinungaling na talaga ang bata po. Tapos yun. Tapos, after noon, syempre, dahil medyo cunning ako talaga noon, message agad ako sa klase ko, ay, pag tinong ka ng ate ko, sabihin mo ganito, ganyan, na nagpaprint ka sa kanilang picture. Ganyan, as in. Sobrang paranoid ko. Kailang covered lahat ng bases ko. Ang weird talaga. Pero, basta palagi akong tinatry confront ng friends ko, even yung best friend ko ng high school, tinatry niya ako i-ask, kaya lang, I always say na I'm not, na I'm straight, you know? Mm-hmm. I just act different, parang ganun.
So, anong na-feel mo nun? Parang ayaw mo lang siyang tanggapin or dahil takot ka lang na malaman ng family?
Ayaw ko siyang tanggapin.
Mm-hmm. Sa sarili mo, no?
Yung inisip ko nun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kasi parang, ang thinking ko nun is, it's not something normal. Na hindi naman yun in-ingrate sa akin ng parents ko na gay people or LGBTQ are abnormal. It's just na from, yun yung na-form na idea sa isip ko since growing up, tapos growing up din sa Catholic school. Mm-hmm. Na parang ganun. Kasi parang, pag-perceive ko with Catholic society talaga is parang kahana yung pagiging homosexual with murder.
Mm-hmm.
And prostitution and all those kinds of heinous acts. Mm-hmm. Parang ganun. Yeah. So parang I don't wanna be one of those people. Mm-hmm. Nung high school.
Kayong environment mo, no? Wala ka din naman actually yung masyadong friends na, or did you have friends na gay or no? So
none lang at all.
Kaya parang wala kang napag-sharean din, no?
Or baka may paminta. May mga nag-convert na din eh. Kaya lang, di ko naman alam na ganun sila.
Oo, at that time, wala kang idea.
Oo, kasi sila pa yung nauna mga asar.
Oo, yun, di ba? May mga ganun, no? Kung sino pa yung, ano, nang-aasar talaga. Sila pala yung ganun. Kasi, ano, parang projection. Sure. Pag-usapan pa naman natin yung, ano mo, nung college tayo, wait lang.
First year college, parang I still act the same way as I was in high school. Tapos, after nun, parang nung summer ng second year natin, magkakasin tayo first time. Basta yun yung time na parang, for some reason, I don't know how and why, parang I'm drawn to this person.
Mm-hmm.
Parang ganun. Tapos parang, yun yung nasabi ko sa sarili ko na parang, probably I'm normal. Mm-hmm. Yun ang term ko nun sa sarili ko na. Probably I'm normal, I'm straight. Ganun. Kasi I feel this way to a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos na parang hindi ko kaya na she's gonna be with someone else, na parang I have to be with her. And eventually parang I change, na parang ligaw ako, ganun.
Mm-hmm.
The whole courtship thing with the heterosexual people until naging kami, ganun. Parang normal naman. Tapos I was so happy.
Oh, hindi mo naman na feel na parang pinilit mo yung sarili mo, no, right? Kasi nung time na yun,
parang
naman namin yung sincerity mo din. As your classmate, ha? Parang na-feel naman namin na
hindi, kasi
he loves her. Parang ganun.
Oo, kasi parang yun talaga yung di ko inintend na ay na-muffle dito sa person na to. Kasi mm-hmm. parang I genuinely cherish this person. I gave my all naman, in fair naman.
Mm-hmm.
I gave my all. I genuinely love that person naman.
Mm-hmm.
And took care of her, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Ask her. Char. No, yun.
Oo. Hindi sa kanya naman, na-feel naman niya din yung love mo. Naka-affect ba sa relationship niyo yung confusion na na-feel mo?
Yung breakup, no.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, ewan ko, yung breakup kasi namin is, ewan ko, probably a change of environment.
Naka-graduate na tayo nun, di ba? Tama ba?
Oo. Parang we were growing apart na. Parang ganun.
Yeah,
tapos,
goals, yeah.
Basta, we're on a different, two different environments na. Because we're living in far, far away than, compared nung college na sobrang magkasama palagi.
Yeah.
Pero, yun, sa tingin ko naman di. Kasi wala naman akong, ang ano ko naman doon, hindi naman ako na-attract or anything with anyone else na like mm-hmm. guys or any other girls.
True.
For that matter. 2 to 3 years pa ata akong single after namin mag-break up kasi parang I was still trying to chase her.
Kailan mo talaga na-explore yung
hindi naman
mo?
Okay.
Yung like mo nung umalis ka na ng Philippines?
Oo, nag-search dito kasi parang dito, parang you'll feel more free. Ayun ko, sa Pinas parang you're always inhibited kasi every eye is on you na parang if you do something, someone is always gonna say something.
Uh-huh.
Dito kasi parang if you express yourself differently, it's fine kasi that's how you are. Uh-huh. Kaya parang dito, okay naman. Kaya lang, hindi ako nag-explore up until 2 or 3 years ago, parang ganun.
Uh-huh. Kasi sa Pinas, no, parang lahat magkakakilala. Tsaka yung parents mo, lahat sila, parang yung mga tito mo, parang magkakapit-bahay lang, yung mga ganun. Konting kibot mo, konting...
True.
konting aura mo, may makakita sa'yo.
Oo, kasi kapag ipapakilala ko, si anak to ni ganito.
Nung nandyan ka na, when did you start exploring your other options?
Parang every now and then kasi, someone will, ano, will message me. Basta mag-add sa Facebook, ganun, tapos sa IG, tapos parang for me is, syempre, on my end, parang hinted ko na ay, siguro interested tong tao na to. Kaya lang, parang sa akin is, I'm not yet ready nung time na yun. Until dun sa first kong boyfriend, na, ayan, parang 2 years ago na ata, nag-date kami, tapos parang week-click. Iba yung dynamics na not so iba. You don't have to take care of the other person. Parang you take care of each other. Mm-hmm. Kasi ang naisip ko dun sa heterosexual relationship is parang the girl should always be taken care of. Parang should be pampered and parang should be spoiled. Parang girls don't tend to do it for the guys on heterosexual relationship. Ayun ko dun sa na-experience ko. Kaya nung time na yun, parang okay, it feels good naman to be taken care of.
Aww.
This time.
Paano mo siya in-accept sa sarili mo? Kasi diba dati, sabi mo, yung sarili mo naman talaga yung hindi maka-accept kung sino ka. Paano mo siya na-handle? Kasi it's a big adjustment eh.
Few people know, pero since high school yata, 11, parang may mga outbursts of emotions ako na parang may times talaga na di ko na kaya siyang i-keep. So, ang ginagawa ko, naiyak ako mag-isa sa bahay. Tapos, as in, iiyak lang ako nang iiyak. There will come a point na parang it will be too heavy to, parang sobrang burdened ako, parang ganun. Tapos, I'll pray na parang I'll pray to God na parang, can you just take this away? Parang, can you just make me straight? 6 months ago ata, before ako nag-out, basta nag-pray ako noon, tapos parang, nabasa kong gospel is parang, he'll lighten the burden daw. Turning point na parang, okay, I'll just tell my mom. Kasi kasama ko naman siya. So, yun, I wrote a letter. Parang sabi ko na, yun nga, I'm bisexual. Tapos, parang, I hope you understand na parang I'm the same person. Tapos, kaya hindi siya natuloy yung pag-out ko nun is parang it was taken negatively. Actually, hindi ko siya nabigay. Hindi ko nabigay yung letters ng nanay ko. Tinago ko siya sa ilalim ng kama ko. Ang unan ko pala. Nagpalit siya ng bedsheet ko. So, nabasa din niya. Siguro God's intervention na din yun. Kasi...
God's timing, sabi mo, itatago mo pa, ha?
Oo.
Sabi siguro ni God. Siguro ni God. Di ba pinagpipray mo na mawala yung burden mo? Ito na, nanggal ko na yung burden mo.
Ito na. Kaya...
Wait lang. Tapos yung nabasa ng mom mo, as in, ano ba siya? Parang, anong reaction niya?
Hindi niya ako, hindi pa kami nag-usap kasi mag-night shift ako noon. Tapos nung kinaamagahan, nung bumalik ako, may 2-page letter ako na back and forth. The gist is, she's not really accepting. Which is, now that I think about it, it's kind of fair naman on her end. What I feel daw might be evil doing na parang I might be possessed by some evil spirit na parang ipagdasal ko lang daw tapos it will pass. Sabi ko I'm a good person, I'm doing charity work, I'm helping people, I'm taking care of patients, I'm not a bad person. Tapos yun, parang sa akin is nainis ako nun. Kaya parang for the next 6 months, parang I don't talk to her too much. Parang ang bilis ko mainis sa kanya. Tapos, parang after 6 months yata, parang I attended church. Doon sinabi sa church na parang, how long will you let fear get in your way daw? It's been holding you down for a long time. When are you gonna let fear go? So you can face tomorrow. I braved myself. Then I talked to her na to confront her na ganito ganyan. Na I'm bi, tapos gusto ko na mag-out. Na parang gusto ko din sabihin sa mga ate ko, ganun-ganun. Ang what she thinks is parang kapag nag-out ako, parang it's my job daw na wag ako pagkwentuhan ng tao kasi nagkakasala daw yung ibang tao kasi pinagkikwentuhan nila ako. Kaya daw dapat wag ako magawa ng something na pagkikwentuhan ako.
Oh my God. Grabe yung thinking, no?
It's not my fault anymore if they talk about me.
Mm-hmm,
parang
yeah,
it's their own discretion. Kasi kung chismosa ka talaga. It's not my fault anymore.
Kasi yung generation nila, iba talaga. Yung they will think about what others will think of them. Parang ganun. Tayo kasi iba na yung generation natin eh, na you do you. Parang yun na yung generation natin.
Exactly.
Yung sa kanila, parang anong iisipin ng iba? Na how I raised you, how I took care of you. Yung parang ganun yung dating sa kanila eh, na parang it's their fault din. Although hindi naman
it's,
talaga.
It's a reflection of
of
them. Parang ganun.
So kasi, parang ito na-resolve.
Actually, after naman nun, okay na eh. Kasi nung nag-post ako sa social media about doon, syempre nag-message yung mga kapatid ko, each of them.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, they're very supportive. Tapos, okay naman. Parang at first, everyone is very okay. As in,
mm-hmm.
no problems at all. Akala ko kasi magiging problem yun eh.
Mm-hmm.
Pero hindi. Yung coming out is okay. Problem came when I had a relationship. Yun, nung naging kami na, tapos nag-post ka kami ng in a relationship status, ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Doon na naging conflicting kasi yung mga religious kong family, yun na, parang akong carcass na nung vultures, gano'n. Nabombard ako ng religious quotes and Bible verses. Parang, okay, parang what's your point? Yun na naman, ang point, ang gist is, it's evil.
Pero ang hindi kasi
parang syempre, you question yourself.
You already know those verses eh. Parang ever since you were a kid, you believed it na to the point na kaya nga ayaw mong mag-out eh. Kasi you believed it yourself. Kaya ka nahihiya before kasi you believed it. Na tipong, it took you a while for you to actually embrace kung sino ka ngayon. It took you a while talaga to remove those belief system talaga ng ibang tao. Na-lose ba yung respect mo sa kanila or hindi naman?
Hindi, actually, nainis talaga ako. Ewan ko, parang, medyo, actually, hindi ko din sila masyado intindihan. Kasi parang, for me, I'm undergoing this process. Tapos, parang, you're hindering me from going forward. Hindi man ako nagbago. Parang, I'm still the person you knew. Magkakababata pa tayo. Tapos, you're telling me all these things. Ang consolation na lang nun kasi, yung tao na akala ko mag-judge sa akin, yun talaga yung nag-accept. Kasi, yung lola ko nun, parang sinabihan niya yung kasi nagkaspat talaga ako sa some of my siblings eh. Kasi we didn't talk for months. Pero yung lola ko, siya yung nagsabi, kinausap niya yung kapatid ko na parang sana intindihin niyo siya kasi hindi naman niya pinili yun. Which is fair kasi parang I've been praying for it for years na take this away from me. Pero it didn't happen kasi I think I'm supposed to be like this. So I just accepted it and embraced it. Kaya grateful naman ako dun. I mean, I'm not throwing shade naman sa family ko kasi to be fair, they've been very supportive sa studies, ganun. Tapos mga achievements ko, they're very supportive. Eh, one aspect lang naman to of my life. So, I couldn't judge them fully naman based on that.
Bakit kailangan dumating sa point na mag-come out kung yun ka na sa sarili mo? Parang ganun. But you really came out. Pero how important was it for you?
Medyo worried pa din ako with what other people will say in a way. Lalo dun sa mga exes ko na they might think na I didn't love and
love
care
them.
For them
yeah.
during the time that we're together. Which is not true naman. Kaya lang, I ask kasi some people, eh, they feel differently. Sila kasi parang, I act this way na they should know. Iyon yung sa kanila. Which is fair.
Iba-iba din kasi ng circumstances eh. Kasi kung nagkaroon ka nga ng relationship with a girl, ayaw mo din namang isipin na parang ginamit mo lang yung girl just to, you know, to have a front. Kasi ganun yung iba eh, diba?
Oo.
Pero ikaw,
ganun yung iba, pero
care naman about your, you know, yung past relationships.
Oo.
Oh, yeah.
Eh, sabi ko, hindi naman ako mag-e-effort ng ganun kung
totoo
hindi
naman
ko naman ginamit yung tao.
Mm-mm. Kaya nga kami na-confuse din nun, Elu. Na-confuse talaga kami. Kasi sabi namin nun, yeah, ano ba? Parang, ba't siya mag-e-effort ng gano'n? Imposible naman gano'n katindi yung effort. Tapos, ano lang, wala naman. Kasi kung tayo-tayo lang, kung mag-out ka ng college, tanggap ka namin. Yung gano'n. Yung wala kaming, yung parang, wala. Parang wala lang, ganyan. Pero, nag-effort ka eh. Tapos, natagal kayo. Tapos, tinatanong naman namin,
oh.
She really feels na you love her. Yung gano'n. So, ayun. So, wala namang pagdududa na yung relationship talaga is true. Ay, na, tsaka, ano ka naman eh, you identify as bisexual. Sabi mo nga, di ba? So, you can love both genders.
Kaya lang, ano kasi, ang difference kasi with guys, they're much upfront compared to girls.
Yeah.
Naturally, mas frequent ang interactions with guys rather than girls.
So, ano pang mga struggles mo ngayon regarding your ano, your sexuality? Or meron pa ba? Or na-resolve mo na lahat ng issues mo before?
It feels like I'm gonna end up straight if I settle with a
girl. Kasi parang, yun na yun. Parang, ano ba? Parang yun yung ipreperceive na iba. Na straight ka kasi you ended up with a girl.
Parang ganun. Mm-hmm. Napaka-rare kasi na for a girl to accept a guy who had a relationship with a guy.
Mm-hmm. Oo, isa pa din. Oo, totoo naman nga.
Okay. May mga prejudices ka na kasi after noon. Eh, mm-hmm. Feeling ko lang, if I were the girl, parang magkaka-prejudice ako with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Parang he might end up cheating with
another guy. Unless na lang super open-minded ng girl, no?
Rare lang yun talaga.
Pero tinanggap mo na yung consequence na yun nung nag-out ka, diba?
Ang what I think na lang is, whoever is for me will always be for me in the end. Mm-hmm. Kasi parang sa akin nun, parang I don't care if everyone hated me after that. Parang I'm gonna live my own life. Parang ganun. I wanna have control in my life again.
Mm-hmm.
Parang ganun. Kaya parang for those people na maybe mahirap pa mag-out or planning din na mag-out or hindi pa talaga mag-out is parang, yun ko, just pray. Kasi he'll guide you naman to decide when and how you're gonna do it. Hindi naman sila mag-out, then it's fine. Kasi people are different kasi eh. Like for me, it's a burden for me na hindi ako mag-out. Some people are much stronger na parang they can hide it and don't feel a thing. Na parang it's not weighing them down kasi they're so used to it. It depends upon people kasi you can force people to come out if they don't want to. It will always be their decision. Sabi kasi ng iba, overrated daw eh.
Oo nga. Overrated yung coming out. Kasi parang, dapat nga nandito na tayo sa point na ano eh, na you don't have to come out. Na parang, kung sino ka, just flaunt it or just accept who you are. Parang you don't have to explain yourself to anyone. Parang ganun.
Yeah, exactly. Actually,
may nabasa ako na, kasi diba sa Bible nga, binanggit yung homosexuality. Ano pala siya? Yung original term pala niya, siyempre hindi ko alam yung basa, pero ang translation talaga niya, originally, parang people who love young, parang, actually, for pedophile siya. Yung ganun. Tapos mali lang yung
okay.
Translation. So parang...
Okay, hindi ko yun alam. Oh my God.
Oo, ano ba? Kasi binago siya. Nung binago siya, parang ang naging translation, homosexuality. Pero nung dating-dati, nung iba pa yung language na, ano talaga, parang children, you're not allowed to make love with children. Yung ganon. So parang actually ang meaning niya is for pedophiles. Parang ganon. Pero hindi siya in-address. Mm. No, that time, sobrang talamak yung ano, parang it's so normal na makipag engage with young girls. Yung ganon.
Mm-hmm.
So hindi nila in-include. So ang in-include nila to fit their interest, to accommodate their interest, ginawa nilang homosexual. Ito yung term. Arsenokoitai. So ang translation pala niya, ano siya, tinranslate lang siya to mean homosexual noong 1946.
Sabi nung scholar na si Ed Oxford,
tama sabi niya, you have been part of a research team that is seeking to understand how the decision was made to put the word homosexual in the Bible. Kasi before 1946, yung homosexual na term, wala siya sa Bible. Tapos sabi niya, yes, it first showed up in the RSV translation. So, ang tinanong sa kanya, bakit yun? Sabi niya, I wanted to see how other cultures and translations treated the same verses when they were translated during the Reformation 500 years ago. So, nag-collect daw siya ng mga, ano, ng mga languages. Bibles in French, German, mga ganon. Sa English daw, ang sabi, man shall not lie with man, for it is an abomination. Diba yun yung translation na sa ano? Pero, ang sa German version, it says, man shall not lie with young boys as he does with a woman. Ang nakalagay, young boys.
Okay.
Tapos sabi ng interviewer, I said, what? What? Are you sure? Tapos he said, yes. Then we went to Leviticus 20:13, same thing. Young boys yung nakalagay. Yeah, hindi same gender. So yung Greek word talaga, arsenokoitai,
And instead of homosexuals, it said, boy molesters will not inherit the kingdom of God. Yun yung nakalagay talaga sa original. So, yun. So, parang, kung iisipin mo kasi, ako na niya, I believe in God. I believe in the Bible. Kasi ano siya eh, different accounts of different people saying the same thing. Na parang they saw Jesus, yeah. They talked to Jesus himself. Diba? Parang itong mga taong yeah. Sila yung naka-witness nung time ni Jesus, yung ganon. Pero,
yeah, exactly.
I-consider din natin na yung Bible was translated in so many languages, di ba? Na tipong, some of those will not be translated fully. Katulad dun sa, yung sa English nga, yung pagkaka-translate ng to homosexuals, kailan lang ba nilagay yun? Noong 1946. So, ibig sabihin nun, parang may mga agenda kasi kapag, kapag nare-revise yung Bible, anong agenda mo? Parang anong tinatago mo? Eh, at that time, sobrang yung mga influential people, di ba? Madami talaga. Parang even the church, meron talagang mga boy molesters sa church. Aminin natin, hindi naman yan. Hindi naman siya yung...
Hindi na bago.
Yeah, hindi na siya bago. Yung tipong kung mapalagay yan sa news, it's not new anymore. We're not gonna be surprised. Pero sana, yan, i-consider din ng iba before they use, before they use the Bible verses. They should know din. Mm. Diba? Yung history talaga ng words noon, yung translations noon. Kasi it's not fair. It's not fair to the community din.
Siguro parang don't be quick to judge these people. Kasi like for me, I don't understand the rest of the LGBTQ to be fair. Parang yung mga transgender or parang I don't fully understand them. Pero parang we're all human beings. We should respect each other and be compassionate with each other first. The problem is we're so narrow-minded na parang we have not experienced those things. Parang ask their story, how they feel, parang what burdens them, why did they do this stuff first before you throw your judgments and prejudices with them. Siguro.
Salamat po sa pakikinig sa ating episode for today. For more podcasts like this one, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. At syempre, gusto namin kayong makuntahan off record. To make it happen, follow us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/huntahanites. Remember, Wednesday night is for Huntahanites.